Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
You know, I don't know if you listen to podcasts at all, Saul.
So, I listen in real time as it being recorded sometimes.
So, in the US, Joe Budden, who's a former rapper, has got a podcast called the Joe Budden Podcast on the Joe Budden Network. And he started a topic about trades. So, again, in sports, Pilar Sunday, you'll know this is specifically American sports mostly, sometimes in football. There's something called trades, where teams will trade players, right? Obviously, players are under contract, etc. and so on. And this got me thinking about, well, would you trade places with certain people? So Tswane has got a mayor currently, Dr. Nasipi Moya, who is an ex-NSA deployee. And ever since she became a mayor, she's hit the ground running. She's fixing everything. She's on the ground every day. Bruh, on a Saturday evening, she's out there shutting down venues that are operating beyond their license.
Yeah.
It really leaves citizens envious, to say the least. You know, if you happen to live in Joburg, you haven't even seen your mayor. You don't know where he resides. So then I ask you, would you trade where you stay to go stay in Tswane because things are going so well? And before you answer, you may think, nah, I'm cool. But remember, service delivery has a direct impact on not only yourself as an individual, but it also has a direct impact on your investments. It has a direct impact on the value of your property. You can have a mansion. If the mansion gets no water and there's no sewage disposal, inkingaleyo.
It's a tough one because I don't see myself ever living in Pretoria. Ever. No matter how run down Joburg is. It just makes it makes no sense for me to go live in Pretoria. However, I would love to live in a city that's run well. That's just it. It's a no-brainer. The more things function, the better the city it is to live in. But I just don't see myself living in Pretoria.
Like, for me, it's not it is a factor whether, you know, the place is well run, but there are other factors that are more important, such as convenience, you know, to work, my lifestyle, what I do for a living, where I normally frequent. I wouldn't move an hour away because there's good service.
You know what's not convenient, Saul? Not having water for a week. That's very inconvenient.
It's very inconvenient.
Yeah, hey? And the residents of Bedford View didn't have water for a good 8 days. And you know, this used to be like, or is, a very affluent suburb. We know, like Cyril Beeka and all these people used to live there that we read about. So, yeah, I still think as well, just like you two, I wouldn't move. I wouldn't move to Pretoria because proximity to work, the convenience thing is a big thing for me, and especially traffic. If you're driving and you work here in Johannesburg, every day you're driving back to Pretoria in that crazy traffic at 5.
There's Gautrain.
No, okay, so it sounds like the work is your only anchor then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Work, school, and the places we frequent, which is my bedroom, but nevertheless.
That's not what the internet is saying.
It's not like I'm going anywhere, but nevertheless, for work purposes, I would still say Joburg is still great. We don't have water half the time, but we would love for our mayor to just learn a few things from Nasipi. She's doing very well. So it would be nice if we also started getting the same kind of reaction or response from the side of Johannesburg.
So let me tell you two stories. One I've heard, and then the other I experienced. I don't go out, you know me, I'm never in public places. But I'm told by friends of mine who own like various restaurants that apparently Pretoria is alive. It's what Sandton used to be now.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Very, very, very multicultural. You go there and all the tourists are there. I guess the coffee shops are just, they've got a lot of energy. That's what I'm told. If you live in Pretoria, you can call us and let us know if that's true or not.
It's still Pretoria.
But what I will tell you is, around right about 2010, 2011, I bought the store in 2010, I think. I used to have a pizza shop there in Centurion, a place called Celtics Ridge. And, you know, as you can imagine, maybe 60% of our sales, 65% of our sales came from deliveries.
Yeah.
So telephone lines were important. And once every 3 months, the copper cables would get stolen. So telephone lines would be down. But I can tell you that within a week, sometimes 4 days or less, those cables would have been replaced and the telephone lines would be back up. So in terms of service delivery, back then, things were really quick. I mean, I sold those stores long ago now, so I have no idea what the service is like these days. But when I did own a store there, and this directly impacted my pockets, as you can imagine, they used to attend to those things very timelessly.
One thing that I don't like about Pretoria, it's, I think the how to commute in Pretoria is very difficult. Like, there's a lot of one ways. If you missed one, you have to go all the way around and then come back. I can't get used to that.
That's why you need to get in the country, buddy.
Exactly. See, the guys who shoot the podcast refuse to move out of Pretoria, and everything work is this side, and every day they almost need to drive for over an hour simply because I think they're in front or very close to a national key point. They never get load shedding, and that's the reason that keeps them in Pretoria.
If you're being honest, right, even if you live in Joburg, you'll be in traffic for an hour.
Yeah.
You won't cover the same distance, but you'll be in traffic for an hour.
Yep.
True.
What are your thoughts? Give us a shout. Would you trade where you stay to go to a city where the mayor is active and moving?
Ay, mina, yabona ipituri. Ikase ngeke ngize ngijwayele noma kanjani. Number one nje, shawa itrati zakhona nje. Lama one-way street, number one. Culture, ne language yakhona kanthele. Abo demand. Hey, ngeke ngilunge mina lapha nje. Lapha kuse mini ebusuku. Ayikho into yasemini nje lapha. Akulaleki nje lapha. Angeke ngilunge mfethu. Ngamane ngihlale la eJoburg noma ngiyibona vele ukuthi iya down the drain.
That's funny.
Hi Uncle Sizwe, I wanna say I don't live there. I feel like I live there now, but my boyfriend lives there, and Pretoria is what it is. Like, what you guys are saying is true, and everything is cheaper that side. So yeah, Joburg, I'm giving a think about it. My kids are looking at me, but yeah, we're still here, we're still faithful, but Pretoria is where it's happening right now.
Yaboo. Yes, okay. I'm telling you, I've heard.
Mina, I would definitely move. If it was for me, actually, even now, I don't think I'll be staying in the place that I'm staying in. There's no way. Like, today I woke up and then there is no electricity, and it's only few houses, D4 including mine. And this has been happening. We've been reporting, but, you know, I think creep or something like that, and then after that they just by switch on, they don't fix the problem, so we have the same problem almost every 3 weeks. So I would definitely move around the street lights. You know, it is so bad, we see it is so dark, and then, you know, they're exposing horror hobele crime. So I'll definitely move.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have an issue with just either water getting into your transformers or something tripping the wires. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been raining quite heavily this weekend. That's why maybe you've woken up with no electricity again.
I mean, I always ask the people that I know, good, see, guys, I, for me, I choose Joburg all day, all night, just for convenience. Like Mfundo said, I mean, I like it for convenience. If I need to be anywhere, I'm central, I'm in the north, I can reach the airport, I can reach Park Station, I can reach the CBD anywhere. Whether the mayor is working, I miss Koler.
The weather in Pretoria is also better also. I've always found, when I first moved to Joburg, I thought it was just frigid, it's too cold. But in Pretoria, it wasn't as cold.
If the mayor is there for a lifetime, I would also change in the next coming elections or week or month, then definitely I'll stay there. But in this country, no one is safe. So the mayor may be up and running doing things, but we know it. In the next 3 months, because probably she's doing too much and abatandi. So the competent ones never last.
This is funny because you're 100% correct. Do you remember just a year ago? It's one yeah 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 baby shanend, right? So neatima Osilius Brink, even before that. Mescala. Nobody would have even wanted to go there.
Nope.
It's amazing the difference that 6 months will make. So yes, 100%. Specifically in South Africa, politics is topsy turvy. Siya and Centurion.
Hey, since I don't know what Centurion or Tswane are you talking about. Lapana says I cable in Tswane every day. Every 2 days, cable a hamba lapha. Imeya, zayibiza, zayawimbizo emeya, zayibiza ukuthi ayize lapha izobona the conditions that you are living under. Yeah. I think last week.
Imam, because we're going to run out of time. If you've got manpower to burn a matai, should I need to get manpower to get a makeul?
That's how I got to see the mask. The infrastructure must pass. Now, man, the bank needs to shift down to 2 to 4. You got an any cable that must pass. Napanya pattern. I will put it tight.
Oh, Shampus, yeah, thank you very much for the call. Oh man, that's hilarious.
I can move to any city, Lipitori. I think I stayed there in 2009, only a year. But I can move there. As long as it's happening, there's life, services proper. I can move there. Even employment, Rachi in Jammu. If ever, I didn't see. I don't know bonus. I don't know what. Ah, Ravai. Ravai, comfort. I don't know. Trying to do it more. Service delivery, boss. As the community, we want to assist the mayor or the premier. Who's working? I am telling you, okay, we do go fishing. Araba ladies beach. Araba ladies beach, mo pampering. Into one or another pothole. I'll show go bala. Mrero, wabala. You have to speech. Umlebel, was bala. So good problem, Ernelli on intros.
So let me speak to you in monetary terms. People underestimate, right, the amount of money that can be saved via efficient service delivery. You're mentioning potholes just now. You go out, your car hits a pothole, you got to get a new tire. Yes, the city may reimburse you later on, but that process takes months. Efficient, for example, transport services. You save on fuel. You get to places earlier. You don't even have to wake up as early as you do now. Get more rest, better quality of life. You can go out with your kids. Ziningi zinto that people take for granted. That the government should ideally be providing.
Good morning, good morning. Come to Pretoria, Mfundo. It's where it's at. Commute. We're commuting to Joburg as it is. Most of us are in traffic coming to Jozi, but it's where it's at.
Born and bred in Soweto, grew up there. I work in Pretoria, I live in Pretoria. What a breeze, a peace of mind. Yes, service delivery is the first. I live in St. Shurion. Potholes, they don't last a week. At the moment, I think the delay because of the rain, the continuous rain. But to be honest with you, better life in Pretoria. Yes, things are cheaper, safer. Weather is great. Have fun in Joburg. We are happy in Pretoria.
Ziyabuya in Pretoria.
Ah, mina ngihlale ePitori. And angeke ngize ngimove. Angeke. Njengamanje nje ngihlale ePitori ngisebenza eCampton Park. So ngiya driver. At least ke I don't have to drive every day because I'm on that hybrid. I go to the office maybe 3 times a week. But Pretoria, hayi ngihlala khona ngigrandi. Ijozi angilicabangi nolicabanga. Ngihlalile ejozi ngisay student. Hayi ngigrand. Grand ngegoli. Pretoria is the one for me.
I live in Pretoria. I actually moved from Joburg. And yes, it's the traffic in itself is crazy. But if you spend more time and you want to enjoy where you stay, I think Pretoria is actually the better option. I even managed to convince my friend who had kids to move his family to Pretoria. And this man had lived in Joburg for years. But when he got another job in Joburg, he decided he's just going to keep the family in Pretoria. He's going to stay in Pretoria. He's going to commute from Pretoria. Because everything is so much better. The quality of life is actually better than Joburg. And yes, I also stayed in Joburg for about 20 years before I moved to Pretoria, but I wouldn't go back to Joburg.
I'm originally from Pretoria, Koso Shanguve, and I can tell you now that I am not going back to Pretoria. And in as well as the city is run, I think it's just because they manage a smaller population than Johannesburg does. And obviously within the conditions that exist in our local and national government, corruption and all of those things, we're bound to have situations where things don't run well. But in terms of a city that is a little bit more progressive pace and all of that just burns a fire under your ass to, you know, push yourself and do better in life. I'd rather be in Joburg.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.